USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Democrats and Republicans today to discuss a possible way to come to an agreement on border funding and end the partial government shutdown. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida has some advice for President Trump.
And if I would do anything different for the president last night, what I would have done is I would have made it very clear to people the $5 billion is not just for a wall. It is $5 billion is the cost of funding the top 10 projects in a broader border security plan that was designed by the people whose job it is to secure our border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Bill Barr is President Trump's nomination to become the next Attorney General. He's meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, including Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley.
I know that you know exactly what the job entails because you were there several years under H.W. Bush.
Barr was nominated after Jeff Sessions resigned November 7th. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Even as people continue to flee New York at an alarming rate, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is continuing to increase social programs. USA Radio Network's Rick Vinson has the details.
New York City's Democratic mayor says health care is a human right. So Bill de Blasio is rolling out a new health care program for all residents, regardless of immigration status.
From this moment on in New York City, everyone is guaranteed the right to health care.
The $100 million per year program to provide health care to all residents includes undocumented immigrants. It's called NYC Care.
De Blasio was not pressed on how he intends to pay for that health care for all plan. The average millennial has about $32,000 in personal debt. That excludes home mortgages. The average millennial has about $32,000 in personal debt, excluding a mortgage. Just over 60% of millennials feel like they don't know how or when they'll ever be able to pay off that debt, and roughly 1 in 5 of them believe that they'll never pay off that debt before dying. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is set to visit McAllen, Texas on Thursday. The president intends on getting a firsthand look at the border and security along our U.S.-Mexico border. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because...